It's the morning show, Nick Harcourt at 88.5 FM. Hey, catching the last minute there of the sound check. Good morning, guys. That dogger in studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to have you here. I want to talk, obviously, about getting back together and making a new album. There's a show going to be happening tomorrow at the Regent downtown, which we should talk about as well. But first of all, welcome Rachel, Tony, and Anna. And who else have you got in the studio with you this morning helping
out? We've got Clint Walsh, Caitlin Wolfberg, and Allison Crutchfield.
Well, welcome all. Why don't we hear some music? What's the first song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play a song called Just the Way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Please forgive me for misreading into every word you said from the beginning. I thought we were being careful. I thought it was innocent. I must admit that I was taken by surprise by your commitment not to look me in the eyes. I've been a witness and I've watched you testify. Now I plead insanity instead of doing time. I guess it's just the way you like it. Just the way you like it. Just the way you like it. Just the way, just the way you like it. Keep your distance. Contact to a minimum. Stay calm, cool, and collect. Be consistent. Show no signs of weakness, withdraw and disconnect. I must confess that after all of this time, your mixed up messages still mess with my mind. I've learned my lesson, there's no question this time. I haven't felt like this since 1995. I guess it's just the way you like it. It's just the way you like it. Just the way you like it. Just the way, just the way you like it. Don't bother to say goodbye. Just walk away. This will be the last time. I offer my sound advice. Every time you leave, a part of me dies. Just the way you like it. It's just the way you like it. Just the way you like it. It's 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 just the way you like it. Just the way. So we're going to go into our next song, which is called Bird on a Wire. Buried alive and about to burst. Why am I surprised when I'm so well rehearsed? I'm getting tired and I'm dying of the tape is stuck in reverse. It's taking a while and it's only getting worse.
Well, that was fun. It was fun out here. I hope it wasn't there. That dog live on the Nick Show this morning here at 88.5. Rachel Hayden, Tony Maxwell, and Anna Waronka. And we should say that there is a show tomorrow night down at the Regent Theatre in downtown LA. Let me ask you before we jump into this interview. I know you've got one more song you're going to play for us at the end of it, so I can time out the show. How long is the last song you're going to be playing?
Give us
roughly
4 minutes, I think.
4 minutes, okay. Yeah. So that gives me about 5 minutes to talk to you now. Okay, so let's give it a go.
Okay.
Welcome to the studios
thank
here.
Thank you for having us. Happy to be here.
Thank you for making the drive.
No problem.
Out to the Deep Valley.
Love it here.
You know, when I first got into radio, it was back in the late 80s, early 90s, and I was living in Woodstock, New York, and programming a station up there called WDST. Shout out to my folks at Radio Woodstock. And back in the early 90s, I guess, the whole alternative thing was just beginning to coalesce, the alternative rock scene. It was called modern rock at the time.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, yeah.
It was,
right?
Yes, and then it became alternative.
And I remember getting an album, and it must have been 1993, because that's when it came out, the original That Dog record. Mm-hmm. And I loved it, obviously, and I remember us playing it on the radio, and then another couple of records. 95, totally crashed out, and then 97, Retreat from the Sun, and there was some fame, I don't know about fortune, but you guys toured, and you tell me, and you had a nice little career going there.
We were at Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, we were.
So that was something. and
then I guess you stopped.
We did. We needed to take a very long break.
Why? Was it the business side of things? Was it just the music? I mean, what was going on?
It wasn't really the music, but I do think that certain, you know, we'd never taken much of a break before, and it felt like we needed one probably before we did Retreat from the Sun. Initially, it started out as a solo album for me, and then kind of after it was ready to go, we decided to do it together, and which I'm glad we did, but it's... we needed some time, and unfortunately we didn't take it. So then when we were really there doing Retreat from the Sun, it was hard to sustain.
So you took a break?
So we took a break.
Turned out being a little longer than perhaps anybody
well,
might have
anticipated. Well, we broke up, so getting back together is the shocker.
Well, why don't we jump into that? Because, you know, usually when bands get back together after 20 years or 22 years, it's some band that has a huge legacy catalog that they want to go out and work, and it's, you know, they've got some tax bills to pay or whatever
sure,
it is.
Sure, yeah.
This would clearly be a little bit different. Why did you decide now was the time to get together? I know about 6 or 7 years ago, you did a reunion show, and then you sort of started playing. How did it sort of coalesce into Old LP, which is the new album?
Honestly, Tony has 2 daughters, and when I would see them, they would say, when are you guys going to play? Mm-hmm. I want to see Daddy play. And at first I said no, and I kept saying no, and then I said, why am I saying no to them? And I really thought about it, and I thought about the catalog and my catalog and my life, and that I wouldn't be where I am as a person without where I began as a songwriter. I don't even know if I would be a songwriter. And so I wanted to pay tribute to that. And then when we got back together in the same room, it was very, very special. And as a somewhat seasoned musician, I know how valuable that is on a spiritual level and musical level. And we all felt that. And so it became inspiring.
Was it really about honoring something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah,
a lot, yeah. And also, when we did our reunion shows, I didn't know we had this kind of bigger following, really. And when I saw it, I just felt like I can't be a jerk and hold this hostage when there's people who, they're so happy.
It means
and
something.
That's the point of doing this, is to, for me at least, to reach people. And if I can cheer you up for a second right now, I'll do it.
You're cheering us up right now.
Thank you.
What all else have you guys been up to? Very quickly, I know that you've been very busy, but you're composing.
I've been doing some on and off since That Dog broke up. Actually, I've been doing television and film and all kinds of writing for other people, but composing. And right now, I'm working on a show called Shrill.
Okay. And anybody else care to throw out what they've been up to? Tony?
We all do different things. I took a left turn after That Dog. I did some film composing myself, and then I went into a career as a creative director. So now I'm the executive creative director at Nickelodeon Kids TV.
I got a show I need to talk to you about.
I'm joking.
Only
if I can slime you first.
Oh my God, he brought me slime once.
I brought the slime.
The
Everybody gets slime today.
It was so exciting.
Wow, that's hilarious.
And then Rachel's played with lots of different people from Todd Rundgren to you name it.
So one of the things, I'm running out of time already, but one of the things that's going to be special about tomorrow night is you've got an opening band.
Yes, we've got 2, actually.
You've got 2. Okay, so tell me about the first opening band.
The first one is Craig Wedren. He actually, we score Shrill together.
Okay.
And he's a good friend. And so he's going to open. And then Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen are going to do their debut performance as Dr. and Mrs. Burt Wax.
Now, are those the characters they play in the video for the song?
No.
What are the characters?
Okay, so Maya plays Mrs. Roper.
Okay.
Fred was going to be in it, but he couldn't get there in time. He was going to be Larry from Three's Company.
Oh, so it was based on Three. The video is fantastic, guys.
You got to go check it out.
It's
on YouTube for Just the Way. But and Jack Black plays Mr. Roper.
Right.
Which was very fun.
And then we turned it into a murder mystery.
Yeah, it's like Three's Company turns into like American Horror Story or something.
It's a lot of fun, and I will tell you that I get tons of emails saying, hey, look at this video, check out this band, do a link to this, whatever. Because, you know, I'm on the mailing list of all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that dog popped up, which, you know, whoever was sending out your PR material got me with that. And then I looked at the video. I was like, well, we have to have them in on the show.
That's nice.
So
thank you.
I'm so glad you're here. Fred and Maya, obviously, you've got a long history with Maya.
Yeah.
Original drummer in the band, right?
Yes, she was. We went to high school together. And she was in the same class as Rachel and myself.
And she's fabulous. I was just watching her in something last night.
Oh, God, she's so good.
She's very busy these days, which is fantastic because she's so talented. So she'll be there with Fred, who's a lot of fun as well.
Oh, the best.
And I think I should throw it to you to finish up. So the album is called Old LP.
Yes.
The show tomorrow is at the Regent downtown.
Sure is.
And then for anybody listening in New York, because, you know, with the interwebs and that, people listen to us all over the place, next Saturday at Warsaw in Brooklyn.
Yeah?
Okay, so what are you going to finish up with?
We are going to play a song called If You Just Didn't Do It.
All right, it's going to take us out. The Nick Harcourt Show wrapping things up here for the week at 88.5 FM. Mookie will be at the top of the hour. I'll be back on Monday morning, bright and early. Have a fab weekend. Keep it simple and all that groovy stuff. And that dog going to wrap things up for us here.
I'm writing this song because I can't talk to you. I don't know for how long, or even if I want to. I wrote you a letter, but I knew that you would read it wrong, so I thought this was better. In case you want to sing along. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. Take it from the top. Let's go! 5, 6, 7, 8. To the coffee shop, back to where you wish you'd run away. You said I wouldn't let you, like I can hold you down by myself. I was trying to protect you, but I can't protect you from yourself. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now. Kick and scream like a little girl. Blame it on me and our little world. Go back and read every single word, and you'll see in the very scene that you wrote, you were the only one who let it go. Just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't be here right now.
If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now. If you just didn't do it, then you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't be here right now.